is coming into contact with your experience, whatever way feels helpful. At this point in a retreat, really make use of what we've been cultivating. The practices have some fruit. I know this is some peacefulness with experience, or with a greater range of experience. You might notice this in a little more steadiness in the mind. A little more openness. Heart consciousness. With that, there may also be awareness of change, ending, transitioning. Feeling, what do we want to do with this cultivated heart, mind, body experience? And the invitation of this meditation is, can we support the mind towards more metta, towards perhaps meeting everything in consciousness with an atmosphere of kindness, compassion, joy, equanimity, that steadiness of heart and mind, any other quality we might call love. Although we might have a habit of feeling everything that arises in awareness, but as taking that as I, or as me, or as mine, they are arisings in awareness. They are the contents of consciousness. We can see them through the anatta lens. It's not who I really am, not really owned by me. It's to open the space around, inside an experience. Open the space of ways of relating. And also, sometimes or even habitually, where the attention goes is towards things which are a problem for us. Or they become a problem. Part of our survival mechanism. These experiences can become a contraction, dukkha, source of contraction and dukkha. Way of relating. The contraction itself is dukkha. And yet we can open around that way of looking at
it.
Opening around contraction is a form of metta. It allows that experience to arise, abide, and pass. Without being identified and held onto. Yesterday we extended the metta practice towards bodily sensations. Metta practice, which is without limit, can be extended also towards any phenomenon. Towards any sound. Taste. Smell. Touch contact. Sights. Even thoughts and emotions. Feel for yourself. It may be helpful to use phrases wherever you notice attention has gone. It may be more helpful just to radiate that atmosphere, that attitude, kindness, and compassion. Saying, may you be welcome into consciousness. May you be met well. That's the feeling we're looking for towards all experiences. Perfect at this. Notice some places it doesn't easily go. Can that also be met with metta? But there's a range. We're developing a skill. We're not checking if we're already expert. We begin again with the body sense. Either the physical body or the energy body. How does it seem to you as it arises in consciousness? Is there a way you can meet this with kindness? Body feels welcome, just as it is appearing now. Perhaps bathe in metta. Felt sense of the body. wants to expand, change in any way, letting it expand in consciousness. The attention is more drawn to what's not okay in the body. Letting attention go there with compassion, caring. Inviting or allowing the awareness to gently spread through the body. We would start at the head, giving the awareness, perhaps the breath, energy in the head. With a flavour of metta, with the breath, without the breath, whatever feels helpful. It could be that the breath is coming in and out of the head. Imagine that, feel that. All the sensations very gently met with metta. Welcome to arise, abide, also pass. And down to the neck. So meeting that as well as we can. Shoulders, front of the chest, upper part of the back. Space inside the body. All met with metta, as much as we can. Upper part of the arms. All sides, both arms. Also the armpits. Outside, the pointy bits of the elbows, and the inside, the soft, tender parts. Lower parts of the arms, the forearms. All sides. And the insides. Letting it ripple, be alive with that. The wrists, the outside and the inside, the wrists. soak up a lot of metta. And then remind ourselves to come back, more metta later. The sensations we feel, however close we can come. Upper part of the being, in metta, with metta. Coming down a bit lower into the lower parts of the rib cage, the softness of the belly. Welcoming the belly to be out and soft. Further down the back. Further down the sides. Space inside. Lower than the belly, this lower part of the belly that even goes down into the hips. Inviting that to be really soft. Much space as it needs. And perhaps that's infinite space. We can offer infinite space. Some tenderness with the lower back down towards the buttocks. And more down the sides. Space inside. Breathe deep down, down into the hips. Letting the face soften and the consciousness sink deep into the being with kindness. sign. Feels like it really appreciates the letter. We can always come back. The lower legs, the outside and inside, the inside. This body here in consciousness. Connected with metta for outsides, the insides. Awareness flowing quite freely through the whole body. Feeling of kindness. Maybe even feeling that awareness, the flavor of metta expanding outside the body, holding, supporting the body. Like a cocoon or a womb of metta. Time in this practice, feeling of resistance arises. That's okay. Something we can also meet with kindness. The sense of sound. Will always be met with kindness. Welcome to arise, abide, be noticed, and pass. feeling of resting in the body. In a condition of metta. Open to sounds. Come and touch consciousness. To any painful sensations in the body. May also be met with care and compassion and kindness. Even the neutral sensations. Body contacts the floor with the cushions. Also meet with metta, the flavors on the tongue. However, we know flavors. Smells and the aromas in the nose. And this will all be welcome. Meeting consciousness and the visual field. Any lights or colour coming in through the eyes. Just the flickering of the back of the eyelids. Welcomed in, an interest, if it has something to say, we'd like to hear. Gift it is to be able to sense the world. What a gift it is to be able to meet this appearance of the world with metta. consciousness, there's a sense of this whole body here. We've met with kindness as much as we can. This whole sensitivity, this opening to the world, with as much kindness and welcoming as we can. Also a sense of us here, practicing in this way. Sense of a being, sense of a self, the meditator. Can that also be met with metta? Wherever we appear. Subtle object. Any subtle sense of the image or felt sense practicing here. Also get a sense of the atmosphere of metta, that these intentions of metta are generating. In that felt sense of an atmosphere of kindness and of welcoming. Send metta towards that, we meet that with kindness. This atmosphere of kindness. Feel welcome. May it be allowed to expand. Field of metta, we can notice again the felt sense of a practitioner here, meeting body, or the sense doors with metta. itself sense is metta. Meeting metta with metta. All these other beings around us doing their best. Their cultivated hearts and minds. So metta to all their conscious experience. Letting what we might call our metta merge with their metta. Overlap. Intermingle. Theirs comes into our body and consciousness, and ours into theirs. Sending metta to those doing metta, including ourselves. So sending metta to those around, further afield, maybe not doing metta right now. Humans and the non-humans in the nearby environment. As we open our consciousness to their existence, we can also be met with metta. Welcome. To feel at home. Extend and expand across the surface of this living planet. Include all beings, known and unknown, familiar and unfamiliar. All of this world, right to its core, right to the top parts of its atmosphere, held in metta, offered metta, as much as we can. And also out from this atmosphere into space, boundless space, boundless intention of metta.